Welcome, everyone. This is Gary Carpenter, and today I'm joined with Al Hoffman and Chuck Moore. And this is Prepare for College. And that website is prepare4college.com. We're going to do our final step out of 12 today, which is sort of a wrap up on things you're going to do just before you go off to school. And I'm going to start this off with Al. Al, I'm going to let you take it away.
So the final domino in the college process, we've titled the final steps. And the final steps are those things that need to have at least a look-see between graduation from high school through the summer and then finally moving in and starting your college career. Probably the first one I'd like to talk about is the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act. You probably know the acronym much better than that long name. It's called FERPA. And it is that time where that privacy of the student is taken hold of. And they reach that age of 18 and attend a college. And the colleges will recognize that privacy and as a right. And they'll honor it. And even though you're paying the bill, mom and dad, I get it. and you'll be frustrated with this, but it is something that is cultural to some degree, for sure. It's definitely the legal here in the States. So FERPA. So this is when you have a FERPA situation and you sit there and say, well, how can I counter that? You can't counter that. You can go to a site. It's called Mama Bear, if you will. The small price you can pay there, and they'll help you make up a power of attorney so that you can have the college permission to talk to you about your child. It sounds so funny when I say it that way, but that's the way it's supposed to work. Anything you would like to add to that one, Chuck, the FERPA?
Yeah, the FERPA laws, basically just like what you just got through saying, Al, is for the security of the information of the student. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're going to get into this or not, but I've had several situations to where a parent would call the university and ask for some information, whether or not it's the billing, the students' grades and things along those lines, and the university will not provide the information to them. Mm-hmm. And there's where the power of attorney could possibly come into play. And I'm pretty sure you'll cover this in a little bit more depth on this. So that was my input there, is that if you do contact the university as a parent and you're not legally obligated to their information, the college will not provide any information in dealing with the students, even with the campus parking ticket or whatever. They're not going to explain it to you. So a power of attorney is very highly recommended.
There is also, and it's interesting to me and why it is FERPA law, but at the same time, not all the colleges do it. But there is a waiver of FERPA that you can, allows the college to disclose educational records to the parents. Notice I said educational records. So, for instance, the thing that would be the most, for me, would be health issues. If my child got in an accident on the college campus, not necessarily are you going to be hearing about it right away unless you have some of these vehicles in place. So the FERPA waiver, power of attorney, things of this nature. Let's go on to another
one. Before we go on, I've got one more thing.
You bet.
In the past, the colleges would send the bill to the parents, but that's all they would send them. And so that's been sort of like the mode of operation until like the past 2 or 3 years. Now what they're doing is they're not sending the bill to the parents, it's going to the portal for the student. and the student has access to it. Now you say, why is this important? Well, if your student doesn't give you the bill, it's going to end up with late charges on it, meaning you're going to end up paying more for that tuition than had you received the bill directly. Now, why are the colleges doing this? I'm an accountant, okay, and I look at the worst side of the whole thing. And if they send you the bill, there's a good chance you're going to pay it right away. But if you don't pay it right away, there's a late fee. Mm-hmm. If it goes to the student, and some students are not that responsible as far as passing information on the parent, they charge a late fee again. Now, they may or may not remove it, but think about this. There's another chance to make money here. So just a side note. Back to you, Al.
So kind of its twin to FERPA is HIPAA. So as you would probably recognize, this is going to be talking about your Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. No, HIPAA. Everybody knows HIPAA. Okay. So HIPAA is the medical side of that same situation. This is something where you want to healthcare proxy, sometimes called a healthcare power of attorney or a durable medical power of attorney, or it's in that power of attorney. That Mama Bear site that I recommended is, I don't get anything about that. It's just a good place to go. And they will take care of these things for you as far as developing the document. So HIPAA, once again, we'll do a little panel thing here. So Chuck, any additional comments on HIPAA or stories maybe to share?
Well, to follow up on what Gary just got to going, if the college bill is not paid by a designated period of time, they'll notify them that the bill is ready to be paid. And if it's not paid and the student starts to attend the classes, now all of a sudden the bill still hasn't been paid. They will not let that student continue in their course studies until that bill is paid.
So you won't be able to start classes is the issue.
That's correct.
Yep. But on the HIPAA, anything to share on that one, Chuck or Gary?
No. You're the expert on that, Al. I have
yes.
Little input on the HIPAA or SERPA or whatever you want to call them.
So kind of a same thing, these are when you're leaving one household and moving to another household and you're starting the first stages of your adult life at college, there's all this grown-up stuff hits you, and this is kind of what we're going through today. And but a living will, sometimes called an advance directive, specifies the child's preferences if they're in a permanent vegetative state, unable to communicate or otherwise incapacitated. So the living will states the child's preferences. DNRs, they call them, do not resuscitate type situations and whatever. Those are all in that document. And that document, again, is part of what that Mama Bear stuff will take care of you with. So the power of attorney, the living will, the FERPA, the HIPAA, these are all things that need to be taken care of. Now, let's go to a couple of things that you probably addressed at a meeting. There is the freshman orientation meeting. The freshman orientation meeting does not necessarily, it all depends on a little bit on timing, but if the national decision day is May 1, well, then one would assume, bad word, one would assume that it's going to happen after May 1. But if you accept and give your deposit to a college, you may find that there are going to be freshman orientation meetings earlier than May 1. In any case, at the freshman orientation meeting is where you can tie up some of these loose ends. You will, and the loose ends that I'm talking about are these issues bringing up today. And also that bill and that invoice for that bill, and also your classes, your first semester classes. And also roommate issues. Maybe you'll have the opportunity. It would be great if you could meet your roommate before you move in to live with your roommate. So, because there are different types of people out there. So, That could be an issue as well. So, health insurance is my next little coverage. The college's health insurance plans, generally speaking, are more expensive than yours, parents. So but it does bear research to see. Not always is it. It may be a better plan. And so, check out the healthcare insurance issue that keeping that child on your policy, and or choosing the college's offered policies. The college's offered policies are, it I don't know, probably 70% of the time they seem to be higher to me than your own. So anyway, health insurance, and of course, little insurance policy on the child's property. And it doesn't have to be a lavish thing, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of dollars. But if you know you have some good information and good stuff in your room, and it's your property or your car, these are all things that you would want to have your homeowner's insurance, particularly if you're living in a fraternity or sorority or off-campus apartments. In the off-campus, you may need specifically renter's insurance. Okay, that is the only other thing is that you when you went to elementary school, you were probably pressed by the nurse of the school, get your shots, and those types of things. So it is here too. If you're not up to date on your shots and stuff, remember you are going to now be surrounded by a new set of people, new set of circumstances. And that can create more exposure to the elements that are different than your culture at home, in your nest, so to speak. So keep that in mind as well. I believe that's it that I can come up with is those issues. Anything else come to mind, Chuck or Gary?
Now, the of coming back in and getting all the documents, Al, that you had gone over, they really don't need to go to an attorney or a CPA and pay them to go ahead and put this together. They can do it through services like
Mama Bear.
LegalZoom.com or
Yep.
whatever, and actually do it and customize it to their liking. So you don't have to go to the expense of getting a power of attorney, you know, by an attorney per se, or CPA. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's why I was hitting at that Mama Bear thing. That is a fee-based service, and it's very inexpensive. Not going to advertise any prices here on our podcast, but check it out. That's the way to go.
Another item you may want to look at is you're going to want to get money to the children while they're in college. So you're going to have to go through and see, do I want to get a bank account in the local institution where the college is, or do I want to have it in our account of the hometown? And again, it's more of a logistics thing than anything else, but it's something you want to get set up ahead of time. So you know how you're going to be able to transfer money to the children. And I would talk to them about a budget. Okay. Money's not going to continue to flow to this account. It's going to get X number of dollars a month. And as a little side one, and I'll make this real short, our son went off to college, and he got down there and everything, and started shopping around. And I said, you got X number of dollars for this month, and then we'll transfer more in. And so I think his first couple of days after he was there, all of a sudden I see this, he had a credit card with a limit on it. All of a sudden I see this charge come through from Target for, you know, 600 and some odd dollars. And I called him, I said, you know, you're only getting $300 a month. So how are you gonna justify this? And so, well, we got a TV for the room. We needed a TV. A big one, you know, because we love sports. So again, just as a side note, just do some homework before you start sending money down there. Okay, that's it for me.
That's a good point, Gary. I normally recommend individual parents also to have the student go through a financial literacy course. of understanding how to handle the money and things that they need to understand when it comes to finances. And of course, we have a full course study on this on our website. So don't hesitate to possibly look that over.
And that's all that I have, gentlemen, for final steps.
Well, Al, Chuck, thank you very much for your time today. And for you who have joined us, thank you for your time. Again, all these podcasts have been recorded. They're on our website, and that's Prepare for College, and prepare4college.com. We'll be joining us next week, where we have to go back and do a powwow here and see what we're going to talk about, but I'm sure we'll be able to come up with something. But in the meantime, if you have friends or neighbors or relatives that could possibly use some help as far as children go after school, don't hesitate to give them our web address. Again, prepareforcollege.com, and that is prepare the number four college.com. Well, I've beaten that horse to death, so I'm going to let you have a good day, and thank you for joining us.
Amen.
Goodbye now.